Welcome to Shulam Achshava Nadav, your sponsor, Lui Nishma Sarim Yaakov Shalom, Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding an Iksuvis Daf Lamed Zayin. The Gemara Amud Beis says, how do you know that when you have to do a saif to kill a person with a sword, you have to do it with a type of sword called a saif, and it has to be from the front of the neck for this, where Simonim are? Says the more you learn from the Pasuk, Ve'ahavta L'reach HaKamoicho Broiler Misa Yofa. It needs to be an easy and nice death, so to speak. It cannot be something which is very painful, causing extra yisurim which are necessary. So if we have to come and choose which type of death will be the misof saif, we do the one which is the easiest and less painful possible. Broiler misa yofo. You learn from the pasuk v'ahavta l'reacha kamoich. So the Shita Mekubetz is what he asks over here. How can you say that this guy is v'ahavta l'reacha kamoich? The person who's being killed, he's a Russia. That's why he's being killed, because he's over Aveiro, that he's Chayav and Mises based in. So if he's a Russia, how do you call him after L'Reach HaKamoicho? So the Shita answers in his first answer that the reason he's called Reacho is because once he gets punished, once he receives the Mises of based in, then he is Reacho. And he brings two sources of that. One is Niklo Achicho Leinecho, Achash Niklo Nikro Achicho, that's what the Gemara brings. And it brings the message that says, "Besar chasidech lechay soharetz." He darshens that kivan she nesa beemdin chasidim oyu. Once they're punished, they become chasidim, become tzaddikim. All the rishoyim, once they get the punishment, they become reach. So the Achronim has two major questions in the Shito. Both questions are brought here on the Oris of Rav Yashiv on this Masechta. Question number one is: here we're talking before he died. We're talking when he's about to die, but he didn't die yet. So why is it called Reacho? This question is maybe not that hard because this is the process that will lead him to become Reacho. So already now we treat him as Reacho, we already treat him as a friend, and we kill him the right way. But the second Ha'or of Rav Yashiv and many others bring is that we know the Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us that once you have a person dies in Mises Beis Din, there's a special base kavaris for the people that die in Mises Beis Din. They are now buried together with everybody else. And even among themselves, there's two different bais kvaros for the more chomagdig miso and the more lighter miso. Meaning, even after he dies, by Mises Beis Din, he's still a Rosh Legabe Kvura. We bury him in a certain bais kvaros that belongs only to him. So, l'chura, that's a raya brew against the Shita Mekubetzes. The Mises Beis Din doesn't transform a Rosh to be a Raya. L'chura, to me, a Rabosia, big question. And I saw a few answers over here. I want to focus on an answer which seems to be a real emes, fits many things that we know. And that's an answer which is based on Baal HaTanya. The Baal HaTanya tells us, even though there's a mitzvah to hate a Yid who's doing a virus, he's a Rasha, and therefore you have to hate him. But that's only mitzad echot. Mitzad sheni, you have to love him. Because every Yid is a Yid. Every Yid has a pintel in the neshama. Every Yid is Kaddish Torah inside. So you have to love him. In other words, you have to hate his deeds. You have to be soinu what he's doing wrong. But you're not hating him. You're not hating the person, the human being, the Adam. You're not hating. You're hating his bad deeds, his ma'asim ra'im. That's what you're hating. That's what you're trying to get away from. But the Yid you love. And similarly, Sarab Moshe Sternberg brings over here on this question, when he speaks about it, when you hate a Rasha, is only what will be letrialis, negia to what he's doing. You can hate him, you can try to stop him, to force him out. But you cannot hate him and can't do anything wrong to him from another place, something that's not negia to what he's doing wrong. And he brings, based on that, that Avraham Avinu, it says that when he sent Yishmael away, after Yishmael acted improperly, he sent him only lechem and maim, only a little bread and water. Rashi says, because he hated him. But on the other hand, it says, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu to take Yitzchok, he had to say Yitzchok. Because the word Asher HaHavto, that you love, is not enough. It could be Yishmael. He loves Yishmael too. So he loves Yishmael or he hates Yishmael? But the answer is, he hates what Yishmael is doing. But he loves Yishmael as a person. That's the relationship that we have with every Yid. And we made the question is answered very clearly. When you come and you're killing a Yid, Shal is, what type of Misa should he get? He's your rei, you love him. He's a yid. Like Abi the Kavuro, we know the Kavuro is part of the Kaparo of the Mumasei Beis Din. The way you kill a Mumasei Beis Din is not enough just to kill him, you also have to bury him. So that's part of the punishment of the sinatiz meisin that you have to do. There, enichanam, you treat him as a Rasha. But whatever is not part of that, when you talk about a Yid as a Yid, of course you love him. Because behind all the layers, every Yid has a Gedushas Yisrael, that we always connect to that and love him, we have a din of a hafta l'reacha kamoicho. And just to point out that this daf is learned in Tu B'Av, and one of the big themes of Tu B'Av is love of Am Yisrael getting together, the achdus, that they're able to marry each other. That is part of the hafta l'reacha kamoicho of Am Yisrael. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list or what's to go, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.